What would you do if you were a hermit crab and you were taken out of your tide pool and dropped into a sand pail?
Scary.
And just as you were about to get a new home, a silver turban with a pearl on the top.
I try to escape.
Hermit tries to escape, but he tumbles onto a rock and a vision dazzles his senses. He thinks he's in a sea of shells. He thinks he's a prince. One after another, he tries to claim a brightly colored shell for a castle in his kingdom of the sea.
Wow, Prince Hermit.
Not just any shell is good enough for a prince, but the shells aren't empty. They're turtles. The turtles say,
I beg your pardon, this shell is occupied.
And P. Hermit says, well, one shell is not good enough for me.
Does he get back to his tide pool?
My guess is that Hermit gets a silver turban with a pearl on the top. A castle fit for a prince.
My imagination tells me that P. Hermit claims a castle, just like in the title. Listen and read along, and then you'll be ready to sing the fun song waiting at the end of the read-along. Turn the page of your book when you hear this sound.
P. Hermit Claims a Castle, written by Marcia Trimble, illustrated by George Ulrich.
Is that an empty turban? With a pearl on top?
P. Hermit Crab asked himself. He crawled closer to inspect the silver turban when a hand scooped him out of the tide pool and dropped him into a sand pail. Tucked in his shell, Hermit pretended he was clinging to the pail. But when Peter Padgett was not looking, Hermit crawled up the side, tumbled out, and landed on a rock. Dazed as he was from the blow to his shell, Hermit could only cling to the rock and hide. Stars shimmered before his eyes. A vision of colors and patterns dazzled his senses, a kaleidoscope of olive and gold streaks, red edges and yellow spots, a web of yellow lines and stripes, scrolls and speckles and ridges. Hermit grinned a starry-eyed grin.
I have landed in a sea of shells! Shells fit for a prince! I will claim a shell for my kingdom in the sea!
He declared to himself.
I will claim this olive shell with gold outlines and a thick wall. But for what end?
Prince Hermit asked himself.
Ah, for my castle, of course.
I beg your pardon. This shell is occupied,
said a leopard tortoise.
I am looking for a dry, rough ground for my stumpy legs to walk on.
The tortoise showed the prince that he could withdraw his head and legs and tail into his shell.
What a show-off,
said the prince.
You can hide inside your suit of armor, but you will always have to carry the same shell on your back. One shell is not enough for me. I will claim this shell with red edges for my castle,
exclaimed the prince.
I beg your pardon,
said a painted turtle.
This shell is occupied. I have walked and walked, and I'm on my way to a fresh water pond to use my webbed feet for swimming.
You can walk and swim all you want and show off your suit of armor, too. But you will always carry the same shell on your back. One shell is not enough for me. I will claim this shell with a yellow and orange turret for my castle.
I beg your pardon,
said a box turtle.
This high dome is occupied. I'm on my way to the woods. Come and eat strawberries with me.
Thank you, but I do not eat strawberries. You will always eat strawberries and show off your suit of armor, too. But you will always carry the same shell on your back. One shell is not enough for me. I will claim this round flat shell with bumps and spots for my castle.
I beg your pardon,
said the soft-shelled turtle with a shell of leathery skin.
This shell is occupied. I hide in the mud and sand and use my long nose for a breathing tube,
he boasted.
I cannot build a castle in the sand or live in the same shell,
said the prince.
One shell is not enough for me.
Only one shell left.
This shell will have to do for my castle.
I beg your pardon,
said an African pancake tortoise.
This shell is occupied. I am looking for a crack and a rock to wedge into.
How do you wedge into a crack?
Asked the prince.
I have a flat, flexible shell. I take a deep breath and inflate my body, and then I can wedge tightly into a crack.
I prefer to find safety in my castle,
said the prince.
Besides, you will always carry the same shell on your back. One shell is not enough for me.
The turtles are wrapped up in their shells,
thought the prince. He crawled to the sand. Sunlight streaked through the ripples on the water.
Is that a shell drifting out to sea?
Hermit asked himself.
It is moving too fast to be unoccupied. It must be a green sea turtle. I guess it's because he can't withdraw into his shell that he has to play so hard to get.
And before Hermit could call out for a ride to the ocean, the green sea turtle raced away using his paddle-like flippers.
He will always carry the same shell on his back,
said Hermit.
One shell is not enough for me.
The sun was setting. The colors and patterns were fading into dark shadows. I have been building air castles, thought Hermit Crab. I must find a silver turban with a pearl on the top. A turtle was just digging its way out of a hole in the sand. Hermit crawled upon the newborn turtle.
Will you take me to the tide pool?
He asked. The hatchling said,
Come along with me. I'm going to the sea. I must crawl to the water before the birds and mammals flock to the beach to eat me. I must swim while it's dark so the birds will not swoop into the water and attack me.
A wave washed over the baby turtle and tossed Hermit into the sea. Hermit wasn't imagining it. He was surfing a wave. The wave washed him into a tide pool and linked him back into the food chain. Hermit looked at a sea snail. If he chose the sea snail, he might latch onto a feast. He looked at a seashell. He could choose from all the seashells in the tide pool after high tide.
Ah, is that an empty turban with a pearl on the top?
P. Hermit Crab asked himself. He crawled closer to inspect the silver turban. Twisted out of his old shell, backed up the spiral staircase of the empty turret, and raised the drawbridge with his claws.
This shell fits just right. A castle fit for a prince,
he thought.
For now, this is home for me.
And P. Hermit Crab snuggled into his silver turban with the pearl on top and drifted off to sleep.
Can't you just imagine Hermit telling his story every time a new Hermit Crab happens onto the tide pool?
I imagine the Hermit Crabs never forgot how much Hermit loved that turban with a pearl on the top.
I liked talking to the turtles, but I was really excited about my new shell.
A turban with a pearl on top.
You were so happy you snuggled in and drifted right off to sleep.
I could get excited about a home that's a turban with a pearl on top.
It could happen. In your imagination.